Wake up, everybody. This is You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell. That's the Beatles screaming. Say you want a revolution. Well, you know. We all want to change the world. That'll wake you up right there. We need some revolutions. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know. Thanks for tuning in. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? All right. Don't you know it's gonna be all right? And the revolution we're talking about this morning on You Get the Blessing is what needs to happen in the lives of fathers. If you're listening today and you're a dad, you're going to learn something. You're going to be inspired. You're going to be refired. And my guest today is Mike Thompson, the head of the Father's Show Resource Program. Mike, welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you, Bo. It's great to be here.
Glad you're here. We're going to get to fathering in a minute.
Okay.
First, let's talk about my father. No, I'm going to talk about your life.
But
I did have a great dad. He was a baseball player, so he was gone for the first probably 8 years of my life playing ball. But great dad. Funny, tough. Caring, attentive, and old school. I liked being raised by Dale Mitchell, one of the great baseball players and the great dads ever. But tell me about your family.
Well, my family, we were actually military brats. My dad was in the Army, first in the Marines, and then he went to the Army. I have no idea why. I've always wondered about that. But
he got kicked out, or maybe he advanced beyond the Marines and stepped to something better in the Army.
It could have been. we traveled quite a bit all over the United States, and I think my favorite place was in Okinawa. But unfortunately, he passed away when I was 11, and so he was stationed up there at Fort Carson, and we, for whatever reason, my mother decided to stay here instead of going back to Houston, where we were all from. And so I've been here in Denver, Colorado ever since, but off and on for, you know, leaving for college and things of that nature. But, yeah, Denver's my home now.
So when did faith in Jesus Christ become a real thing for you personally?
Personally, because I was, need to say, we were brought up in the church. So, you know, I've been singing in the church choirs ever since I was probably in elementary. So, but I think personally was right in high school, around 14, 15 years old, is when I accepted the Lord Savior for myself and have been a child of God ever since.
So at some point we say on this program, there has to come a season of your life when it makes sense to you. And you decide not to limp through life with just a physical and a emotional two-legged stool, but add that third leg. We're supposed to have spiritual dimension to give us that strength and balance to carry us through all the storms that are on their way. But that came to you in high school. That's when I met the Lord, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Young Life Club, Don Reverts. I'd been going to church my whole life, but I'd never heard it. It wasn't my time. But at some point, folks, age of accountability, you have to decide, listen to what they're saying, study it a little bit, pursue it, and decide, yes, I'm in, no, I'm out.
Yeah.
So you decided you're in, and kind of what course did your life take from there after high school and college?
Well, after high school and college, I got married and was part of a liquor store for 10 years, and got out of that and, you know, still stayed in the church. Wasn't going as often as I probably should have. But once I got divorced, I became a single dad, and I wanted to really give my kids a better and a more solid foundation than what we have been giving them. And so we started going to church on a regular basis over at True Light Baptist Church, and been going there ever since. And my kids, you know, kind of grew up there, and yeah, it's been really fun, and God, I got into the choir there and the usher board and the males chorus and the men's fellowship, and, you know, he was coordinator for the youth choir as well and co-director, so and just try to stay busy. But I wanted to make sure my kids really got a good foundation and knowing the Lord, and so they can help them through their life as well.
And you launched the Father's Show.
Yeah, that was something that God put on my heart to do. That really was not my idea whatsoever. I think I was in, it was in my time as a single father that, you know, the Lord just put it on my heart to start an organization. And he really just flat out told me, he put something on my chest and I felt like a weight that was just on my chest and I couldn't get it off. And I'd had no idea what it was from. Personally, I was a little scared because as I was growing up, everybody used to tell me I was going to be a minister. So I kept thinking the Lord was calling me to preach. And I'm like, oh, Lord, no, 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 no. But
reluctant.
Yeah, I was a little reluctant. But yeah, I was reading an article one day and he said, the article was about single women resources. And all that weight and everything just went away. And the Lord said, this is what I want you to do for men. I'm like, excuse me. I don't know anything about running a nonprofit, none of that. And he said, that's all right, I got it. But I want you to do it. And I've been doing it ever since 2004 is when we launched the organization. And I think it was a real blessing because we got our 501c3 in probably about 3 months, which is unheard of.
Yeah, that's quick.
Yeah, that was real quick. So, and I've been doing it ever since.
And tell us exactly, what all do you do? What's it look like day to day? And what are your goals? What do you try to educate people on in terms of fathering?
Well, the Father Show Resource Program is a web-based organization where we provide a one-stop shop where men can find resources to help them be better fathers, better husbands, and better men overall. Not to say that we're all bad anyway, but we can all use improvement. And every day we're supposed to be learning something. So we want to make sure that there are so many different resources out there and we never know anything about them. And men have a hard time, one, asking, and two, looking. So we want to be that center point where they can just go and find those resources. And for whatever they may need, it might not even be for them. It could be a simple thing as, say they need counseling. One of their kids might need counseling for a death in the family, or maybe they're going through a divorce. Or anything, and we want to make sure they can find counselors to help them with their kids. We want to make sure if they are going through divorce, they can find resources to help them through that because, you know, as we know, most cases when a man goes into court, he's behind the eight ball before he even walks in the courtroom when he's going through divorce, and we want to make sure that they understand what they're about to face and what they're getting ready to go into. But the main thing I really want parents to understand is the importance of a father in a child's life. And I want men to understand that, women to understand it, because even if you are going through divorce, and hopefully you're not, the bottom line is the kids should be the focus if you have them. They should be the people that you're looking at. What is going to be in the best interest for them, not you, and not the pain that you may feel because what the other spouse might have done to you or why you have come to this point. I want you to start thinking about what is going to be in the best interest of our kids. And that pain that you're dealing with, that's fine, but deal with it on your own. Find some help for it, and you know, whether you're men or women. But the bottom line is think about your kids. Think about what they're going through and how hard it is for them and how hard it's going to be for them. But they still need their fathers in their lives. It is really important. And I've had women to say, oh, I can raise them on my own. And yes, you can. But however, when you're doing that, is that really the best interest of the child? And it isn't.
Well, that's well put. And I was just sitting there thinking, it is strange how we as men spend our whole lives playing sports and hanging around with guys. And then we get married and we're supposed to all of a sudden figure out as a husband how to be able to relate to and treat and make safe this woman God's given us. And then about the time we're totally confused on that, you lob a few kids into the mix and we're trying to figure out, wow, I didn't get trained for this either, other right. than maybe by what my father showed me. So in each case, that's obviously different, some good, some not so good, but that it's an interesting, focus you have, because guys need help. We all need help. And the first step is saying this is a priority.
Yes.
And this is something I need to go, as you said, look for and find and study or attend seminars or whatever to learn about what does it mean. I'm still learning as a grandpa.
Well, and I just became a grandfather this morning, and it is, I'm looking so forward to learning, but it is something that we all, every day you should be learning something, whether it's how to be a better father or how to be a better husband or how to be a better whatever at your job. But, you know, we all should be learning on a day-to-day basis. And nobody, as I tell people, there's no such thing as a perfect parent in anybody, man or female. So you always should be learning. And every kid is different. So you have to be a parent with an open mind. Because if you think your kid, your first kid is going to be like your second kid, you got another thing coming.
Really?
There's just not going to happen. And even as I talk about disciplining is different from child to child. So you have to be a parent. You have to walk around with an open mind and trying new ideas and trying new things and wondering and figuring out what is the best solution for whatever problem that they may be going on.
So when my kids were little, by the way, this is You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell, the host, and Mike Thompson, the president and founder of the Father's Show Resource Program, is our guest today. Mike and I were just talking about how kids are different, and you better be aware of that and treat each one differently. But it popped into my mind that we had this huge pile of leaves in our yard one day when the kids were little, and they wanted to jump in the leaves, and we got the leaves so high, we took about a 8-step ladder and set it kind of on the side of the leaves. Well, Andy, who was about, I think he was 5 at the time, so that means Ashley was 7. Andy, the boy, he wanted to go to the top rung of the ladder, kind of wobble, and then he wanted me to shove him off into the leaves. So that looked kind of cool. So when Ashley, my daughter, got up there, she said, I don't want to do that. And she got about to the first step down from the top where she felt a little safer. And I said, no, going up to the top rung, Ashley. She said, no, I don't want to do that. She said it twice. And the next time when I tried to push her up to the top, she turned around with an open hand and slapped me across the face. And I didn't even get mad at her. It wasn't a disrespect. It was the only way she could protect herself from a dad who was stupid. But as soon as she hit me, I thought, she really doesn't want to go up there. So I learned a lesson the good way there by a girl that was strong enough to say, hey, Dad, I tried to say it nice. You ain't listening. So here's what you get now. So you little girls want to slap your dad across the face.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
We need it. But like you say, every kid's different. Whether you're coaching, parenting, you better be tuned into that and have some different moves of your own or it ain't going to work.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have resources available that guys can tap into and help coaches up.
Yes. Yes. We have on our website, we have resources for family, child care, mediation, attorneys, trying to think of some more, counseling, daycare, even financing for that matter. So we really want to try to provide any resources that's going to help men in their day-to-day lives. And if we don't have it, we're out constantly every day looking for new resources that so we can provide. And like I say, we're in all 50 states.
Wow. So how is your organization funded, and what can people do to help you?
Well, the organization is, everybody is a 501c3, so, you know, your donations are always tax deductible, and so you can send your donations in to the organization at, 4860 Chambers Road, number 108, Denver, Colorado, 80239. You can also go to our website at www.thefathershow.org, and you can just click on the donation button and make a donation. The funds, really a lot of the things the organization has been doing, we either have fundraiser, which we're getting ready to have in June 15th, which is our annual Father of the Year event. And so we raise funds that way. And other than that, a lot of it comes out of my pocket. So, but I'm trying to get away from that.
Absolutely. You're going to last longer if you can get some help. So yeah. Let's hope some listeners today think, well, I appreciate what Mike's doing with the Father's Show resource program. I'm going to look this website up. So it's thefathersshowrp.org.
Correct.
So thefathersshowrp.org. You can get the information on how to get in touch with Mike there. And I appreciate the fact that you're doing this and you're making this available, because the scripture teaches that we move in the direction of our self-talk. So that means if you're thinking about it, you're focusing on it, you're talking about it, that's the direction you're going to go. So mm-hmm. If you're saying, I want to get better at this, I want to improve, and you're almost kind of saying, where do I go for that? You got the answer.
Yep, absolutely.
So go to this website, and you'll be in business there. So now, what do we say to guys that are like me, older grandfathers, and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
But do we say, yeah, still need to be learning, guys, still need to be growing?
Well, yes. I mean, because kids of today are different, as a grandfather, your grandchild is going to be different than the child that you raised, and you're going to handle it different because you're not the parent, you're the grandparent. So your ideas and the way you feel and your discipline and what you're going to let your child, your grandchild get away with, is altogether different than what you've done in the past with your own kids. And, you know, when you raise some, you've learned some things that, well, that didn't work, so I'm not going to even try that with my grandchild because I already know that doesn't work. So, you know, you're always learning. And the grandchild is going to always keep you guessing.
But we should be better.
We should be, and we usually are. Grandparents are usually better than, you know, the parents, because we didn't know as much as we do now. And a lot of that is just plain wisdom.
So I can say this. When I was a young dad, James Dobson and Focus on the Family were just coming out. And there wasn't as much stuff available now to help us be trained then as there is now.
Absolutely.
But my wife pretty much said to me, okay, pal, you're going to read The Strong-Willed Child and Dare to Discipline. And those were classics. They still are as resources to think, oh, I got one of those. I need to learn this. So I appreciated that she instructed me.
Yeah.
Focus here a little bit, because I was just competing in business and not paying attention. And a friend named Helen Dye, you know, really helped me. She told me I was the worst father she'd ever seen, which was pretty strong. And I said, why would you say that? And she said, uninvolved. You're so consumed by your real estate business, you don't even know your children. They were young enough that I did reprioritize and concentrate. And I think my kids would say I was okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not give me an A, but a B. And I'm glad I didn't miss that. That's kind of what we're saying today. Wake up call, folks. Not only do it for yourself, but maybe jump in here and financially support what Mike Thompson's doing, our guest, and do it for other guys.
Absolutely.
Help his ministry and his organization to grow.
Yeah, because we have new fathers that are afraid because they don't know what is going to happen. So we try to help them, you know, get comfortable being a new dad. And so it's a lot of things that we do. And we always, our main focus is really just helping men to make sure that they are going to be good dads and they are going to be in part of their kids' lives. And they refocus and understand that, okay, my job is important and my career is important, but my kids, I'm only going to do this one time with them, because every day is a different day for them and they're growing up, and you can only do it one time and you only got one shot at it.
Yeah. In fact, Bob Belts, normally my co-host, who's out sick for this program, but he and I used to teach marriage seminars, marriage retreats with men.
Mm.
And we would talk about how all relationships, I mean, the scripture's clear that you can make a decision to receive Christ on your deathbed and be fully reconciled to Christ, fully welcomed into relationship with him and ushered into the pearly gates of heaven at the last minute.
Right.
All relationships are reconcilable except this short period of time we have when we're called mommy and daddy. Now, my daddy was playing ball.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't very good because he was absent, but my dad was great. But mm-hmm. after a certain age, 10, 11, 12 now, they switch. No, you're no longer called daddy, you're dad.
Yeah.
And they're on to other things, so you better have those roots in the ground, those anchors placed in their lives, and that's what your stuff helps these guys do.
Yeah, because they start drifting away when they start hitting that teen. They're, you know, they're coming into their own, and they don't want to be around mom and dad as much as they used to. So you gotta, you're absolutely correct. You have to have that roots in there so they can be open to come to you and know that they can come to you and you're going to be there for them.
So if you're listening to this program today and you're hearing the voice of Mike Thompson, the president and founder of the Father's Show Resource Program, and you're feeling sad by what we're saying because you think you might have blown it, don't do that to yourself. Listen to us say, there's time. Maybe you weren't the best mommy or daddy, but you can be the world's greatest dad or mom, and you can be the world's greatest granddad or grandma, or you can exhaust yourself trying, let's say, even if you fall short of being
That's
the world's
right.
greatest.
Well, you know, we fall short as Christians every day. We try to be as perfect as we possibly can, hopefully, but we always fall short. But we still get up and we keep trying. And that's the same thing with fathers and mothers and parents, period. You need to still keep trying and learn whatever else it is that you need to learn.
And I was also thinking, you're bringing back some great memories here from when my kids were little, but I never met this man. I just saw a tape once by a guy named Dr. Gary Demarest. And in the tape, it's a voiceover, him speaking, and then it shows him driving up to his home after a hard day's work, and he says, you know, I'm tired. I've been in my office 10 hours, but I realize right now the most important work of my day is about to begin when I get out of this car and walk into my home, and his daughter comes running up like a 10-year-old girl and wants to play volleyball. So he's still in his coat and tie, and he says in this kind of monotone voice, he says, you know, I don't particularly enjoy playing volleyball or maybe it was tetherball with fifth grade girls, but that's what I'm getting ready to do. So off he went to do what he said is the most important day, most important work of his day. You believe that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, even as a parent myself, I realized that even I had times where I was like, okay, you know, I don't really want to do that. I don't feel like it. But I know it's still the important time. You know, they even be there for their track meets. I remember my son running track, and I told my boss at the beginning, I said, okay, my son's going to be running track, so I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to be headed out of here. Here's his schedule, so you know when I'm leaving. That's where I'm going. And he was very open to that, and he really was a good father himself, and he said, yeah, go ahead, Mike, do what you got to do.
Well, that's good to have that kind of boss and partner.
It is. It'd be nice to have more bosses like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I say frequently to people I work with, you never are going to offend me, and you're never going to make a mistake choosing your family first. So we're just encouraging you today, listeners, to concentrate. Fathering. Nothing. What movie is that? A Dad Makes All the Difference. Robert Redford standing in The Natural. Talking to his friend and future wife, and she said, his dad lives in New York, it's time for him to meet his dad, and Redford says, Dad makes all the difference. I was thinking,
That's a good part. I hadn't even heard, I forgot all about that one.
That's a good scene. Redford didn't know he was that kid's dad, but he found out, and the show ends on a happy note. So we want your fathering experience in on a happy note. So go to this website, thefathersshowrp.org. Thefathersshowrp.org. It's a resource center. It's equipping you to do one of the most important things you've been asked to do in your life, and that's parent these kids. So, Mike, thanks for being on the program, and we wish you blessings in the days to come. And I hope somebody picks up the phone or goes to that website, finds your number, calls you, and gives you a check for $5,000 or $20,000 or whatever God lays on their heart, whatever they can give.
Yeah. So, and if you can, just come to our Father of the Year event June 15th, and you can find out more about it on the website and also on Facebook as well. But we are honoring fathers for stepping up to the plate, and we're looking for nominations. So we'd love to have you nominate somebody that you know is a good father and is deserves a getting an award for it. And that's fathers, grandfathers, young fathers, single father, and also Mentor of the Year as well.
That's so great. And where will that be?
That will be June 15th at the Tria Center, which is 15821 East Century Tech Circle out in Aurora.
Okay.
So we'll be doing that June 15th from 6 to 11. And like I say, you can get more information on the website as well.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening. You get the blessing today. And please just hear us encouraging you. You can do this. With the help of God and each other, we can be world-class moms and dads. So pay attention, y'all. And thanks, Mike, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you, Bo. I really appreciate it.
We'll see you next week here on You Get the Blessing. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. You know it's gonna be alright.